朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
十一月份是一个感恩的季节。
November is the month of Thanksgiving.
在过去的一年当中，我们有什么可以值得感恩的事呢？
In the past one year, what things do we have for to give thanks?
可能是你工作稳定，身体健康。
Maybe you have a good job and have good health.
也许是你家添了新宝宝。
Maybe you have a newborn child.
那我们安静下来思想一下，总有一些可以向神感谢的事。
Let us sit down and think. There's got to be things that we need to give thanks to our God.
圣经里面讲，感谢神是一种祭，叫做感恩的祭。
The Bible tells us that to thank God, it is called offering.
祭就是向神献的东西。
Offering is the thing that we give to God.
自古以来，每一个宗教里面都有献祭。
From ancient times, every religion has such offering.
好像中国连皇帝都要去祭天。
Like in China, even the emperor needs to give offering to the heaven.
在旧约里面，神指示摩西有五种的祭。
In the Old Testament, God told Moses that there are five types of offerings.
这五种的祭就是燔祭、素祭、平安祭、赎罪祭跟赎钱祭。
It is thanks offering, peace offering, sin offering, grain offering, and trespass offering.
这是要表明人与神沟通必须要透过献祭。
This tells us that in order to connect with God, we must go through this type of offering.
为什么？
Why?
道理很简单，因为人是有罪的。
It's very simple because we are sinners.
我们不可能到全然圣洁的神面前。
We cannot come to the holy God.
神也不可能听罪人的祷告。
God is not going to listen to sinful people's prayers.
如果罪的问题不解决，人跟神是没有沟通的。
So if we do not deal with sins, we cannot connect with God.
我们今天知道，解决罪的办法只有一种。
We know that to deal with sins, there's only one way.
就是用无罪的来代替有罪的。
That is to take sinless to replace sinful.
但所有的人都犯了罪，哪里去找无罪的人呢？
But everyone is a sinner. Where do we find a person who does not have sin?
这就是为什么神的儿子耶稣基督要来到人间，因为他是无罪的人。
That's why God sent His Son Jesus to the earth because He is sinless.
他来到这个世界上，就为人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He came to this world, be nailed on the cross for our sins.
在彼得前书第二章第二十四节，我们大家一起来念。
1 Peter 2:24, let's read together.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。在旧约，人向神献的祭，其实不能真正解决人罪的问题。
In the Old Testament, even people give offering to God, it actually did not completely solve our sin problem.
那只不过是预先表明，要来的耶稣基督会像祭物一样的担待人的罪。
That type of offering only foreshadowed Christ who was going to come to take our sins.
那我们今天来看一下这五种祭的意义。
Let's take a look at the meaning of these five offerings.
第一种祭叫做燔祭。
First called burnt offering.
这就是把所有的祭物都要烧掉的。
That is to burn all the things that's offered.
那是显明人的罪性。
That is to show people's sinful nature.
也是人要完全的奉献。
That is also to symbolize that we need to completely offer.
是降服在神的主权之下。
Put ourselves under God's sovereignty.
神不要部分的奉献，神是要全部的奉献。
God does not want only partial offering. God wants complete
offering. 所以在新约的罗马书第十二章第一节说，要将身体献上，当作活祭。
So in New Testament Romans, chapter 12, first verse, it says that we need to offer our body as living offering.
那是说耶稣基督他已经完全的献上，他为我们表明了神的悦纳。
That actually tells us that Jesus has completely offered himself to God.
第二种祭叫做素祭。
The second offering is called grain offering.
这种是不流血的祭。
This type of offering does not shed blood.
因为它献上的是农作物。
Because it offers the agricultural products.
像细面、乳香、五谷、油跟酒。
It's like oil, grain, wine, etc.
素祭是表示对神的尊重。
Grain offering symbolizes respect to God.
也是我们生活中对神的敬拜。
It's also our worship to God in our everyday life.
那个意思是耶稣基督他领我们过一个敬拜的生活。
It symbolizes that Jesus Christ lead us through a worshiping life.
无论我们做哪一个行业，我们的生活都应当为荣耀神而活。
Doesn't matter what we do, our lives should glorify God.
所以别人看你是一个认真做事的人，又是一个基督徒，他们就会说：“哦，你是一个基督徒啊。”
So when people see us doing things very well and be Christians, they will say, "Oh, you're a Christian."
这样就是归荣耀给神，就是将圣洁的果子献给神。
This is to give glory to God, give the fruits to God.
第三种祭叫做平安祭。
The third kind of offering is called peace offering or thanksgiving offering.
这一种祭呢，它献牛羊，但是它没有献鸟类。
This type of offering will offer ox, goats, but not birds.
因为它是一个与人分享的祭。
Because this offering is to share with other people.
鸟类的肉不够，不能够与人分享。
Birds don't have enough meat, cannot share.
平安祭也是一种感恩祭，等一下我们要深入的来谈。
Peace offering is also a thanksgiving offering. We'll talk about this more in detail.
因为它代表着基督使我们与神和好。
Because it symbolizes Jesus Christ reconciled us with God.
这三种祭，燔祭、赎祭跟平安祭，都是自愿献上的。
These three offerings, burnt offering, grain offering and peace offering are all self-willing.
第四种叫做赎罪祭，是必须强制要献上的。
The fourth kind is called sin offering. It's compulsory.
就是说，人犯罪的一定要献上赎罪祭。
That means if people who have sinned must offer the sin offering.
尤其讲到这个祭司要带着祭物的血进到圣所里面，把血弹在约柜前的幔子上。
Especially when it talks about the priest needs to take the blood into the holy place and spread blood on the curtain.
那意思就是说，让神看到献祭的人已经为他的罪付出了代价。
That is to symbolize that let God see the person who gives offering has already takes offered price.
但是那个代价其实是不够的，因为耶稣基督才能够真正站在我们罪人的地位上为我们献上自己为祭。
But this type of price is not insufficient because only Christ can take away our sins.
所以那个献祭不过是暂时的遮盖人的罪而已。
So that type of offering is only temporary to cover our sins.
第五种祭是素浅祭，这也是一个强制要献的祭。
The fifth kind is called trespass offering. It's also compulsory.
是指的一个人犯了明显的错误，在外在的行为上的错误，是生活中常犯的错误要献的祭。
It is when a person who made a mistake in his life, and he needs to give offering to God.
赎愆祭跟赎罪祭的不同是，赎愆祭要付出赔偿的代价。
The difference of trespass offering and sin offering is that trespass offering must pay a price.
还要除了祭物之外，加上五分之一的赔偿费。
And in addition to the offering, the person also needs to pay one-fifth price.
那个意义是说，基督为我们罪的行为付出了死的代价。
That symbolizes that Jesus gave his life for our deeds of sin.
所以赎罪祭跟赎愆祭往往是一同献上的。
So often sin offering and trespass offering are offered together.
因为人犯罪不但有罪的性情，还有罪的行为要补偿。
Because when we sin, we not only have the sinful nature, we also have sinful deeds that need to pay.
那这五种祭呢，其实是有一定的次序的。
These five offerings have actually a certain order.
啊。在利未记第九章那样子的说
，In Leviticus chapter 9 it says，
他说：“首先我们要献上赎罪祭。
”It says we need to offer first the sin offering。
因为罪的问题不先解决，人不可能得到神的许可。
Because if we do not solve the sin problem, we will not be pleasing to God。
然后我们再献上燔祭，是代表对神的奉献。
Then we send, we give great,
burnt offering,
meaning, offer to God.
然后我们才献上平安祭，表示与神和好。
Then we give peace offering, meaning to reconcile with God.
然后我们与神有了交流，才最后献上赎祭，就是愿意过一个敬畏神的生活。
Then once we have a communion with God, we give grain offering, symbolizing that we are willing to live a godly life.
今天你们来教会，来教堂里面敬拜神，你们有没有带祭物来呢？有没有带？
When you come to the church today, did you bring any offering?
没有，没有人带，因为口袋里藏了一只鸟、鸽子、斑鸠，没有。
No one has a bird or things like that in your pocket.
为什么？因为主耶稣已经为我们献上他自己为赎罪祭、赎愆祭、燔祭、平安祭跟赎祭。
It is because Jesus Christ has offered himself as sin offering, burnt offering, peace offering, and grain offering for us.
所以我们在这里敬拜神是接受耶稣基督已经为我们献上的。
So when we come here, we simply accept what Jesus Christ has offered for us.
因此我们只要对付我们的罪，奉献我们自己，与神有交流，然后敬拜他。
So all we need to do is to deal with our sins and accept Jesus and have communion with God.
那今天我们要讲平安祭。
We are going to talk about peace offering.
因为这个平安祭跟我们感恩有很大的关系。
Because peace offering has a lot to do with thanksgiving.
刚才我们所读的，没有读这一段。利未记第三章第一节、第二节，我来读。人献供物为平安祭，平安或作酬恩。若是从牛群中献，无论是公的是母的，必用没有残疾的献在耶和华面前。他要按手在供物的头上，载于会幕门口。亚伦的子孙做祭司的，要把血洒在坛的周围。这里给我们看到这一个献平安祭的操作的过程。
Leviticus chapter 3 verses 1 through 2 tells us the procedure of the peace offering.
首先要选择一个没有残疾的牛或羊。
We must choose first a ox or a goat that is without blemish.
神为什么要我们选择没有残疾的供物呢？
Why did God want us to choose an offering that has no blemish?
不是说神很 picky, 他要最完美的东西做祭物。
It's because God is picky.
好像主耶稣对于寡妇的两个小钱所献上，他都觉得是非常的美。
Just like when Jesus saw the widow giving two small coins, and he said it was beautiful.
神不是看我们的祭物的外表，是看我们奉献的心态。
God does not see what the amount we offer, God sees, looks at our hearts.
所以你说，哦，我买了新的沙发，我把这个旧的沙发捐给教堂吧。
So if you say that I bought a new couch, so I give the old couch to the church.
这叫做献残疾的牛羊。
This is to give offering of animal with blemish.
如果这个礼拜天主日早上，你来忙着照顾你来访的朋友，你不来聚会，这叫做献残疾的牛羊。
If Sunday morning you are busy entertaining your friends without coming to the church, this is also give offering with blemish.
10:45开始敬拜神，你到10:50才后面偷偷的溜进来做，这叫做献残疾的牛羊。
Worship starts at 10:45. You come in, you sneak in at 10:50. That is also give offering with blemish.
因为你不是把最好的、完整的献给神。
Because you're not giving God the best and whole.
你把自己的事看得比神的事重要，这就叫献残疾的祭物。
If you regard your own things more important than God's things, that is give offering with blemish.
第二，按手在这个供物的头上。
Second, lay hands on the head of the offering.
这是表示献祭的人跟祭物连接起来。
This symbolizes the person who gave offering connects with the.
或者是羊被献祭在祭坛上是代替这个献祭的人。
The animal that's on the altar that represents the person who gives offering.
所以在新约里面有一个按手之礼。
So in the New Testament, there is a ceremony of lay hand.
这个按手之礼就是指的两这个按的人跟被按的人是结合在一起。
Laying hand symbolizes that the two people are connected.
所以我们不要随便的给人家按手啊。
So do not lay your hand arbitrarily.
你搞不好就把它给奉献掉了。
Maybe you have offered him.
那有的人传道人很喜欢替人家按手祷告。
Some preachers like to lay hand and pray for people.
但我们应当了解对方是犯了什么罪，我们他有没有诚心的悔改，我们才能够跟他按手祷告。
But we need to understand if this person have committed any sin and if this person is willing to change.
血要洒在坛的周围。
And blood needs to be sprayed around the altar.
血代表着一个人的生命。
Blood represents life.
所以当这个祭物被杀，血流出来是一种死亡。
So when this animal is being offered, being killed, and blood sheds, that means it's dead.
那个血倒在坛的旁边是陈列死亡。
The spraying blood around the altar is to display death.
因为人犯罪是得罪了神，那个结局就是死亡。
Because when we sin, we offend God, the result is death.
所以当一个人有罪，死必须要发生来满足神的公义。
So sins, when we sin, death must happen to realize God's justice.
有人说哦，杀无辜牛羊来代替人的罪，这太残忍了。
Some people say killing innocent animal to replace our sins, that's too cruel.
这就是主耶稣被钉在十字架上的本意。
That is the original meaning that Christ was being nailed on the cross.
太残忍了。
It was cruel.
把一个无罪的人活活的钉死，太残忍了。
Nail a sinless person on the cross, it was really cruel.
其实它表明的是罪的可怕。
But this actually symbolizes the horrible sin.
在接下去第三章第三节到五节跟十七节，从平安祭将火祭献给耶和华，也要把盖帐的纸油和帐上所有的纸油，并两个腰子和腰子上的纸油，就是靠腰两旁的纸油，把杆上的网子和腰子一概取下。亚伦的子孙要把这些烧在坛上的燔祭上，就是在火上火的柴上，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。纸油都是耶和华的，在你们一切住处，纸油跟血都不可吃，这要成为你们世世代代永远的定例。
In Leviticus chapter 3:3-5 and 17, it talks about the following procedure of the peace offering.
那祭物要用火来烧。
The offering needs to be burnt by fire.
在人看来，把一只牛、一只羊都烧掉，多么可惜的事。
In human eyes, to completely burn a goat or a ox, it's pretty expensive.
所以在拜偶像的习俗当中，这个祭物最后怎么样了？
So in worshiping adult in worshiping idols, people would do certain things afterwards.
这个祭物最后怎么处理呢
？What do they do with the offered animal?
最后都是自己怎么样吃掉了
？They actually eat.
为什么？因为偶像他是假神，他不会吃。
Because idols are false gods, they will not eat.
但是人爱惜的是祭物，所以他不舍得烧掉它，这就自己吃掉了。
But people think the animal being offered is pretty pricey, so they eat it themselves.
真神要我们把祭物烧掉。
True God wants us to completely burn offering.
因为这是对罪的一种审判。
Because this is judgment to sin.
人必须要付出的代价。
We must pay the price.
祭物不能够再拉回去吃。
The offering cannot be taken back and eat.
同时也是一种洁净。
It's also a kind of cleansing.
那一个养羊的养牛的人看到自己养大的祭物完全的被烧掉。
The shepherd sees that the animal that this person has grown up and completely being burnt up.
那个是难过的，但是这也是对付罪的一个过程。
That would be hard for this person, but it's also a way to deal with sin.
第五，他说这个脂油啊，要特别摘下来，然后烧掉它。
It also talks about the fat that has to be completely burnt.
啊，我们今天讲到脂油，大家都想到这是坏东西啊。
Today, when we talk about fat, we all think that this is a bad thing.
所以我们买这一个肉都要看看呢、啊，好像是母的，看哦，这一个 ground beef 啊，太多脂油不要。
So when we buy things, if it's too fatty, we don't want it.
但是在以前那个时代，他们不是天天吃肉的。
But in those days, people don't eat meat every day.
所以脂肪是最好的东西。
So fat is the best thing.
那平安祭要特别把这个脂油摘下来。
So the peace offering says instructs us that we have to take the fat out.
为什么？因为脂油一烧就会发出香味来。
Because when you burn the fat, it will give good fragrance.
所以平安祭不但是一种美丽的祭，也是一个馨香的祭。
So peace offering is not only a good offering, it's also a fragrant offering.
我们要神要欣赏我们将最好的献给他。
God will enjoy the best thing that we offer to him.
两个礼拜以前，宣教士巴拿巴跟他的子女安妮来到我们当中。
Two weeks ago, Barnabas and his nephew Annie came to with us.
Niece. 那我们很多人听到安妮的见证。
We heard many people heard his niece Annie's testimony.
她有机会到仰光去念书，可以找一份很好的工作，像她姐姐一样。
She had an opportunity to go to a large city to find a good job.
可是她选择了到一个穷乡僻壤，那缅甸的北边那个少数民族当中去带那些孩子。
But she chose to go to a remote area and a poor place to teach children there.
在人看来是一个很笨的选择。
It's foolish in people's eyes.
但是她像脂油一样被烧掉，就发出馨香的气味。
But she's like this fat that's being burned that gives fragrant flavor.
叫神得到喜悦。
So God is pleased.
那平安祭它的真正的意思是什么呢？
The true meaning of peace offering.
那么七章十一节十三节我们刚才所念的。
In chapter 7, verses 11 through 12.
人献与耶和华的平安祭条例乃是这样，他若为感谢献上，就要用调油的无酵饼跟抹油的无酵饼薄饼，并用油调匀的细面做的饼，与感谢祭一同献上。要用有酵的饼和为感谢献的平安祭与供物一同献上。这里讲到平安祭的第一个意思是和好。
Here it talks about the first meaning of peace offering is to reconcile.
和好这个字在希伯来文叫做 shalom， 就是平安的意思。
Reconciliation, this word in Hebrew is shalom, which means peace.
所以犹太人见面的都是 shalom, shalom, 就是说平安平安和好和好。
So when Jewish people greet each other, they say shalom, which means peace.
在以弗所书二章第十四节说，主耶稣是我们的和睦，那个字就是 shalom, 就是和好的意思。
In Ephesians 2:14, it says, Jesus Christ is our peace. That is this shalom.
啊，那希伯来文是 shalom, 那希腊文是啊。Aranai, 所以那个字的意思就是与神成为我们的平安，耶稣成为我们的平安。
It actually means that Jesus, has broken down the dividing wall of hostility between us and God.
所以我们彼此之间也可以有平安。
So we can also have peace among us.
我们若得罪了弟兄姐妹，我们要向他认罪，请求原谅，这就是献平安祭。
If we offended our brothers and sisters, we need to, go to them. We need to go to them and reconcile with them. This is kind of give peace offering.
这个结果就是大家都喜乐。
And the result is we all are happy.
第二个平安祭的意思就是感谢感恩的祭。
The second meaning of peace offering is thanksgiving.
当我们祷告。向神感谢他的带领跟保守。
We pray to God, we thank God's keeping and leading.
这就是献平安祭。
This is to give peace offering.
我们唱诗歌里面有一些赞美跟感谢的话，这就是献平安祭。
When we sing hymns that talks about thanksgiving, that is also peace offering.
我们在家里面来祷告感恩，有感恩的礼拜，这是献平安祭。
When we have gathering at home, this is also with thanksgiving hearts. That's also give peace offering.
我们在小组当中，大家分享神的恩典，这个就是平安祭。
When we have small group meeting, we discuss God's grace. That's also give peace offering.
在平安祭里面有一个特点，就是要献上无酵饼和有酵饼。
There is a characteristic in giving peace offering, that is, we need to have unleavened bread and leavened bread.
我们知道无酵，这个酵在旧约里面往往是带着一种罪的负面的意思。
The leavened bread in Old Testament often means sin.
所以献无酵饼，我们懂得那个是指的耶稣基督无罪之身成为我们平安的祭物。
So when we give unleavened bread, that symbolizes that Jesus Christ gave his sinless body to become our offering.
那为什么又献上有酵的饼呢？
And why do we also need to offer leavened bread?
那是指的我们这个人是有罪的人。
That is to symbolize that we are sinners.
因为平安祭是不但为着神，也是为着人要吃的。
Because peace offering is not only to offer to God, also means that we need to eat.
所以这个有酵的饼不是烧在坛上，是留下来给人吃的。
So the leavened bread is not to be burned on the altar, but it's for us to share.
这是表明神许可我们享受我们劳苦所得的成果。
This means God allows us to enjoy the results of our work.
所以礼拜天下午你回家去看 football。那你是吃有酵饼的。
So Sunday afternoon when you go home to watch football, you are eating leavened bread.
你看的时候不要心里面有 guilty 啊。
You don't need to be guilty when you watch.
可是主日的早上你在看足球赛，那个就是你献上有酵的饼给神，神不要的。
But Sunday morning if you watch football, that is when you offer leavened bread to God. God does not take.
是不是？现在礼拜天早上也有足球赛了，是不是？
Right? Are there football games Sunday morning?
有人点头，你是 Bengal fan 啊？你看了对不对？哦，不来聚会了，就躲在家里看 Bengal 比赛了。
Bengals fans know that.
现在啊，早上没有，下午一点。有你们根本不了解了。现在足球赛已经开始主日早上赛了，你们不懂啊？这是非常可悲的事情，因为本来这是一个敬拜神的时间，人拿去做这样世俗的事情。
You do not understand. Football games start to be broadcast Sunday mornings. It's a very sad thing because this is God's day.
其实神要我们享受他，也享受我们工作的成果，但是呢，有教跟无教要分开。
But God wants us to enjoy Him and also enjoy the results of our work. But unleavened and leavened needs to be separated.
啊，那这一个平安祭也是还愿的祭。
This peace offering is also a vow offering.
啊，十四节我很快念一下，从各样的供物中，他要把一个饼献给耶和华为举祭，是要归给洒平安祭牲的血的祭司。为感谢平安祭的为感谢献平安祭的生的物肉，要在献的日子吃一点，不可以留到早晨。若所献的是为还愿或是甘心献的，必在献祭的日子吃，所剩下的第二天也可以吃。这里讲到平安祭是一个还愿的祭。
Verses 14 through 16 talks aboutPeace offering is also a vow offering.
所以你曾经向神许了愿的话，那你就应当献平安祭。
So if you made a vow to God, you need to give peace offering.
好像哈拿他不会生孩子，他向神许愿，给他一个儿子，他要献给神。
For example, Hannah was unable to give birth to children. She made a vow, and once she had a child, she offered the child to God.
所以当撒母耳生下来过了两年的时间，他就带着撒母耳去献了三只牛做平安祭。
So when Samuel was 2 years of age, Hannah took Samuel and gave offering to God with 2 cows.
Three, 所以我们不好随便向神做许愿的。
So we cannot make vow to God arbitrarily.
啊，你不能说，哎呀，神啊，你如果给我一个老婆，就怎么怎么怎么。
You cannot say, God, please give me a wife so I will be such and such.
我更正一下，不是不能啊，最好不要随便啊。
It's not that you cannot. It's you need to do it carefully.
因为你一定要还愿的。
Because you must keep your vow.
我们常常说啊，神啊，你给我一份好的工作，我就怎样怎样。
We often say, God, please give me a good job, then I will.
哎呀，神啊，你给我绿卡，我就怎样怎样怎样。
God, give me green card, then I will be.
你们听过我的见证？
Have you heard of my testimony?
我年轻的时候曾经向神许愿了。
When I was young, I made a vow to God.
我说神啊，如果你让我考上中学的话，我就要献自己给你一生所用啊。
I vow to God, if you let me get into high school, I will offer myself for the rest of my life.
我一段时间我自己都忘记了。
And after a while, I forgot.
25年之后，神记起来了。
25 years later, God remembered it.
所以我们许了愿，一定要向神偿还。
So when we make a vow to God, we must keep it.
那平安祭也是一个甘心的祭。
Peace offering is also a free will offering.
就是因为爱的缘故，我们愿意献上牺牲。
Because of love, we are willing to sacrifice ourselves.
你来教会里面服侍神。
You come to this church to serve God.
你煮一顿饭，你打扫厕所。
You make a meal, you clean the.
没有人勉强你。
Nobody forced you.
是你自己甘心做的。
You are doing this with your free will.
因为你爱主的缘故。
Because you love God.
那就是平安祭。
That is peace offering.
你为姐妹坐月子、煮饭做菜，不是你喜欢做菜，是你为爱主的缘故，那是平安祭。
You make food for those newborn moms. It's not because you like to make food. It's because you're making this peace offering.
当我们爱主的缘故，我们献上，这是平安祭。
We love God. We give offering. That is peace offering.
因为最后的结果是大家都快乐。
Because the result is that we are all happy.
那么第五个平安祭也是指的我们与人共享的祭。
And finally, peace offering also means sharing.
第七章第十九节三四节这样的说，至于平安祭的肉，凡洁净的人都要吃，因为我从以色列人的平安祭中取了这摇的胸和举的腿，给祭司亚伦和他子孙做他们从以色列人中所得永得的份。这里提到我们平安祭是要与人分享的。
And verses 19 and 34 talks about that the peace offering needs to be shared with other
people. 因为神要许多的人都得到他的恩典。
Because people want many people to get his grace.
感恩节有一个很特别重要的意义。
the Thanksgiving holiday has a very important meaning.
就是我们要与人分享神的恩典。
That is, we need to share God's grace with other people.
所以我们当中有一些同学。
So we have some students.
到了感恩节的时候，他们宿舍都空了，他们同学都回去过节。
During Thanksgiving break, the dormitories became vacant.
他们会感到寂寞。
And all people went home, so they might feel lonely.
正好是我们邀请他们来我们家里面，礼拜四或礼拜六、礼拜五，我们请他们一起过节。
That is a good time for us to invite them to come to our homes.
你那样做就是献上平安祭。
That is to give peace offering.
那是一件非常美的事情。
That's a beautiful thing.
或者是你愿意到 downtown over the Rhine, 到那边去做一些帮助人的事情。
Or maybe you'd be willing to go to over the Rhine to help.
那 Dr. Lee 他们的教会在每一年感恩节都有给人免费的午餐。Dr. Kim
has free lunch every Thanksgiving.
那需要有人做的，你做了带过去，这就是平安祭。
And somebody needs to make the meal. So if you do it and take it there, that's give peace offering.
我建议你们孩子小的，有小孩子的。在感恩节的之前，你可以带孩子去这个 nursing home， 去带几根香蕉给他们老人，你就是献平安祭。
I suggest you those who have children, you can take your children to go to maybe a nursing home to give some simple food like bananas. That is give peace offering.
因为平安祭是要与人分享，让大家都快乐的。
Because peace offering is to share with other people.
还有平安祭也是要分给祭司的。
Peace offering should also be given to the priests.
就是那全职侍奉神的工人。
That is those who work for God full time.
你每一次爱神的仆人、使女，送他们一点东西，就是献平安祭。
You give something to God's full-time workers. That's also give peace offering.
不在乎礼物的多少，而在乎你是不是爱神的工人。
It is not how much. It is that if you love God's workers.
那在利未记二十三章十九到二十二节这样的说，你们要献一只公山羊为赎罪祭，两只一岁的公绵羊羔为平安祭，在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角，也不可拾取所遗落的，要留给穷人和寄居的。我是耶和华你们的神。我想请各位一同来念最后在你们的地那一段话。I'm going to ask you to read this together. 来，在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角，也不可收取所遗落的，要留给穷人和寄居的。我是耶和华你们的神。神要我们把所得的一部分分给穷人。
God wants us to share some of what we have with poor.
一方面为的是扩大我们的爱心。
Not only to expand our loving hearts.
另一方面是叫我们学习过一个简朴的生活。
But also teach us to live a simple life.
我讲过许多次，简朴的生活不是指的你会省钱。
I said many times, a simple life is not how you know how to save money.
而是你愿不愿意把你所有的分给别人。
It is if you are willing to share with other people.
换句话说，我们宁可自己少一点，给别人一些，这个才叫做简朴的生活。
In other words, we'll be willing to live a little less and share with other people. That is called simple life.
圣经所讲的均富，不是奥巴马那一种要用政府的力量把富人的钱拉出来给穷人。
The poor and rich that the Bible talks about is not what Obama wants to do with the force of the government.
因为那个是强迫人去做不见得他心里想做的事。
Because that is to force people to do something that they may not like.
因为神的目的不是叫帮助穷人而已，他是叫我们改变，不成为一个自私自利的人。
Because God's meaning for us to doing this is not just to help poor people, but to change ourselves, not to be selfish.
让我们可以用基督的爱去彼此相爱。
So we can love each other with Jesus' love.
这里这一幅画叫《十岁》，这一幅画呢是法国的画家弗朗索克·米勒的画。
This painting is made by a French painter.
Millet. 他的这一幅画是1857年时候画的。
This painting was made in 1857.
那个背景就是利未记23章第十二十二节。
The background is Leviticus 23:22.
就是说这一个田收割的时候不可以把留下来的这些麦穗都收起来，要留给穷人让他们可以去食这些麦穗。
That is, when we harvest, we should not pick up everything in the field that's to be left with poor.
甚至这个田庄的这个角落的这也不能收割，也是属于穷人的。
Even corners, you're not supposed to harvest. That's to be left for the poor.
当他画这个画的时候，是在这个1848年法国大革命之后。
This painting was made after the French Revolution of 1848.
所以许多法国的中上阶级的人非常不喜欢这一幅画。
So many well-to-do French people did not like this painting.
因为这一幅画所表明的是贫困的阶级可能会引发了贵族对贵族的一个攻击跟暴动。
Because this is to depict the poor people, they are afraid of another revolution.
所以他在画廊卖这个画的时候，没有人要买。
So when he was selling this painting, nobody wanted to buy it.
这一幅画是特别大的画 ,2.7 英尺乘上 3.7 英尺。
This is a big painting, 2.7 feet by 3.7.
通常这么大的画都是画这个神的圣像或者是宗教性的像。
Very often such large paintings were used to paint God's images.
但是米勒他画的这个画呢，是为了表明神怜悯穷人。
But Miller made this painting to symbolize that God has mercy on poor people.
所以最后不得不减价，只卖了3000法郎。
So eventually he had to cut down the price. He sold it for 3,000 francs.
18年之后他死了。
18 years later he died.
马上这个画卖到三十万法郎，就是增加了100倍。
Immediately it got to 300,000 francs, 100 times more.
后来这个画被收到法国的罗浮宫博物馆。
Now this is in the Louvre Museum in France.
为什么？这就说明了这一个社会对贫穷人的一种歧视。
This tells us the discrimination of the society to the poor people.
神要我们照顾贫穷人的需要。
God wants us to take care of poor people's needs.
这个是原来律法的本意。
This is what the law meant.
我们不能够因为活在新约，就对旧约律法中神崇高的旨意给轻看了。
We cannot be living in the New Testament era and forget about the God's meaning in the Old Testament.
也不能因为我们生活在比较好的一个层面中就忘记我们周遭许多贫困的人。
We also cannot live in comfort and forget about people who are poor and needy around us.
感恩节真正的意思就是要提醒我们，我们要将一部分我们所有的与穷人分享。
The Thanksgiving holiday, its meaning is to remind us that we need to share with people who are poor and needy.
最后，我们来看一下敬拜的次序。
Finally, let's take a look at the order of worship.
对不起，回不来了，你帮我一下，再回来。这一个次序是这样：赎罪祭、燔祭、平安祭、素祭。
The order is.Sin offering, burnt offering, peace offering, and grain offering.
我们到神的面前，首先要对付罪，然后奉献自己，才能与神有交通，可以在生活中敬拜神。
We come to God, we must deal with our sin, and then have communion with God. Then we can live a worshiping life.
那平安祭的步骤是要献上无残疾的牛羊，按手在他的头上。然后要杀掉，把血倒出来，全然烧在祭坛上。
And peace offering is to offer animal without blemish and lay hand on the head of the offering and throw the blood and burn the offering on the altar.
当其中有一部分那个胸跟腿的肉要留给祭司，所谓举祭不是另外一种祭，乃是把这个祭肉在献平安祭的时候神的面前晃一晃。这个叫做举祭 跟叫做奠祭是浇上酒。
And part of the offering needs to be given to the priest and needs to be waved and raised in the altar to show God that we have offered such things to the priest.
平安祭是表示与神和好，与人和好，向神感恩，向人感谢。
Peace offering means to reconcile with God and with people and give thanks to God and give thanks to people.
也是我们向神的还愿，也是我们爱主的献上，要与人共享，要奉献，要帮助穷人。
It is also to keep our vow and give thanks to and share with other people.
所以我们应当追求一个常常分给穷人需要的简朴生活。
So we need to live a simple life that often share what we have with poor and needy.
因为那才是最好的平安祭。
That is the best peace offering.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，在这一个感恩的季节里，愿你的话提醒我们。
Lord, in this Thanksgiving season, may your word remind us.
让我们把我们已经所得丰富的恩典也分一些给穷困需要的人。
So we can share the endless blessings that you've given us with those who are poor and needy.
叫我们能够献上平安祭，得主的喜悦，与人共享主的恩典。
So we can give peace offering and so you'll be pleased with us. We can share also with other people.
在今天这一个分裂的社会当中，我们需要彼此和好。
In this divided society, we need to reconcile with each other.
而只有耶稣基督才能成为平安祭的祭物，使我们真心的和好。
Only Jesus Christ can be the peace offering, so we can really reconcile with each other.
主啊，帮助我们能够传扬你的福音，叫我们能够使人与神和好，也能够彼此的和好。
Lord, please help us to preach your gospel so people can reconcile with God and with each other.
我们的心愿，愿主鉴察。
Please examine our hearts.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。